America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here on another episode of the Dr. Stella Emmanuel Show, where Bible science and current events meet. Co-hosting with me is Dr. Sarah Hernandez, dentist, Dr. Stella Emmanuel, physician, and we are already here, safe, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Great.
Amen.
Let's just pray before we begin today. We have a lot of stuff to discuss today with you. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this program. We thank you for your touch upon the lives of people listening to us. King of glory, we take authority over the airwaves and we pray that the Spirit of God will speak through us and will speak through the airwaves and there will be no resistance in the name of Jesus. I pray that the veil will torn off the eyes of everyone listening to the sound of my voice so that they can know the truth and the truth will set them free. We cover ourselves, we cover this program, even Brighteon TV, we cover everything in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, here we are, another week. As usual, there's another month.
Before we go forward, I like your glasses.
Yes. The glasses. The clear ones are in. So thank you. Thank you so much. We're in a different month. You know, they've designated this as Pride Month, and we know that, you know, pride goes before a fall. We know that everything that's working behind this agenda with such a small minority of people, we know that it's these are principalities. So I wanted to get your thoughts on Pride Month and as it relates to where you see things going for the country, for our children, and just get your take on that.
Pride, they should just name it Debauchery Month instead of Pride.
Yes.
You know, initially, when they started this Pride thing, they wanted to come out and say that, you know, they are proud to be gay. And it has really gone down. It's turned into some, like, really sexual debauchery and, you know, half grown men dressing with tongues, like, parading in front of our streets. And guess what? They're staging Pride programs in churches, in schools. They want our children to be part and parcel of the Pride Month. I've said this before that when this gay, bisexual, and, you know, transgender, LGBTQRSDSZ, when their agenda is put out, people think it's they're just trying to express themselves. Why are they trying to imbibe it in our children? Why are they trying to hit it in our children? Because they know that if they introduce this stuff into our children right now, the children, it is not just trying to get the children to be acclimatized or trying to get the children to think there's nothing wrong with being gay. It's actually opening the children up to allow a spirit to come into them. It's like a portal. It's like an open door. So
yes.
When you know that when your people, sexual encounters, sexual stimulation, all that stuff, things that make people uncomfortable always open portals, like things that are scary, things that are, you know, debauchery portals, traumatic. Mm-hmm. So they want to take this stuff and show it to our children, not only changing their mindset, reprogramming them or indoctrinating them, it's actually an open door that allows this gay, bisexual, demonic perversion spirits to enter our children.
Yes.
So right now, there are many, many more children that are growing up right now saying that, I think they say one in every 10 youths right now has a problem with gender dysphoria, you know?
Dysphoria.
That used to be considered a medical diagnosis. Right now, it's mainstream. So it's the month for, what they call it, Pride Month, that's the devil in itself. You know, the devil is a part of pride, you know?
Yeah, so, Leviathan is the king of pride. We read that in Psalms and in Job, and we see that this is a principality that, you know, the only Jesus himself has authority about. But you can see, even with the pronouns, right? So you see Leviathan as the king of pride, and he's covering these people. So the expression is lesbianism, homosexuality, all these debaucherous things. But we know territorially, Leviathan is behind that because he is called the king of the children of pride. So it's a marine spirit. Then you read Psalms, you read Job, and you'll see that this principality is named, and they're telling you who they are. They are the children of pride. So, and you can see that whenever you tell a lot of people who are in this lifestyle, that this is what the Bible says, there is a pride and arrogance that comes up. You know, a lot of these, you know, started off as traumatized children, you know, in different open doors and sexual things that they were introduced to, whether it's like...
They want to traumatize every child they come around across. You see these gay people in schools talking to each other like, "We want to turn every child here to be gay." How are you going to turn every child gay? I thought people, you were born with it. If you were born with it, why are you trying to turn people gay? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
In Revelation 16, it talks about the woman that seated upon many waters, which is the marine kingdom. It says, and there came one of the seven angels with the seven vials and talked with me, saying, "Come hither. I will show you the judgment of the great whore that is seated upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and inhabitants of the earth have been drunken with the wine of her fornication." So if you look at this woman is full of blasphemy. This woman, if you turn to the waters that it sits upon in Revelation 17, 15, he said to me, "The waters which thou sawest are the whore, sit are people, multitude. The water which thou sawest that the whore is seated upon is peoples, multitude, nations, and tongues." And then if you go to Revelation 18, it said, verse 3, it said, "All nations have drunken with the wrath of her fornication." Wow. "And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The merchants of the earth have waxed rich with the abundance of her delicacy." So this power, it's a very foul spirit. It's a spirit of debauchery. It's a spirit of fornication. It's a spirit of adultery. You know, Revelation 17 verse 4 says, "And the woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet color, decked with gold, pearls, precious stones, and having a golden cup in her hand, full of what? Abominations and the filthiness of her fornication." So that's why he says he's decked with all kinds of colors, golds, and all kinds of things, and is full of abomination and of fornication.
Yeah, so it's seducing spirits of this age. And, you know, and it's a pervasive thing that even when America goes to different countries in a diplomatic missions, they actually push forward this agenda. And we didn't see that it was happening, you know, under our nose when we elected Barack Obama as a nation, and he signed all of these things into law and decking the White House with the rainbow, which is supposed to be consecrated as a sign and a covenant unto God, and they are using it as a perversion. So all of these principalities, Lilith, Ashrath, I mean, you can go down the line and list all of them that have had the dedicating our children to, I mean, nothing is new under the sun. If you look at the root, it just different names because of different cultures, but it's the same marine spirit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you like, last week I took somebody to go buy food. They wanted to eat something from this chicken place. What do you call it? Mm-hmm.
Oh, halal meat or something?
No, Woody Cornell. What is it? Kentucky Fried Chicken. Not Kentucky Fried Chicken, another one. I can't remember, but I'll tell you the chicken. So we went there. Yeah, it was KFC, yes. We went there, and the cup of the drink was written upon it, Diablo, with three sixes, with three fingers that look like sixes. And then on the little part of it was written there. It was so crazy. When I went there, you know, sometimes that's why it's so good to have discernment. It was here, "Lilith welcomes all, 6623. Lilith welcomes all. Level up, buy sandwich, and get exclusive Diablo 5 in-game rewards." So there's a game called Diablo. Right now, that is what they are actually bringing to our restaurant, giving it to, you know, Kentucky KFC, so that you take this stuff into your house, and by the time you get into your house, you've brought Diablo and Lilith into your house. It's so sad. And with all this stuff coming into our homes and people not being discerning, you know, and it was so crazy because when she bought the KFC at that time, he kept telling me, "Do you want some?" I looked at it. I reached my hand once. I said, "I don't feel like." I reached my hand twice. I was like, I don't feel like, you know. And at the end of the day, I didn't eat any of it. Mm. It's later on we saw the Diablo and the Lilith. I was like, oh my God, this is why something in my spirit, you don't want me to eat that food. But that's food sacrificed to idols, you know. And that is why in this time and age, it is so important that we pray over everything that we eat. But there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's in our foods right now. Well, God will help us. That's all I saw with her person. I'm telling you, I watched Plandemic 3. Really good. And I watched, there was something else that was done by Stu Peters. You see, one of the things that I'm having that a lot of our people that are in the Patriot group, because you see, when the Plandemic 3 closed, they were saying that, what do we do? How do we do this? Oh, we believe in our humanity. We believe in our this. We believe in coming together. And I'm looking at them and saying, you know, this is why we're going to lose the war, because these human beings, instead of them turning to Jesus, turning to God, they would believe in themselves. They believe that they can do it. That's the pride of life. You know, I wrote something on Twitter that, you know, it's so crazy. That's the pride of life. And as long as we are still in this situation of we believe in ourselves, we believe in doctors, we believe in this, instead of turning our hearts to God, we are not going to make it. I'm telling you. I tweeted something out the other day. I said, the Great Reset is Satan's plan to take over the world, masquerading as science and technology. It's all in the Bible. Yeah. It appeals to our pride of life as we think we have the smarts to figure it out and fight it. It's just the devil. And Jesus is coming to smash him and all those humans who refuse to accept his mercy. It will be fireworks. Everyone should study the book of Revelation. All these AIs, etc., are described in Revelation. The safest place to be right now is in Christ. You see, when they did this thing, and it's like, I don't think that is actually registering in people's hearts that the only way out of this will be through God. I don't think it's actually registering in the minds of a lot of the creatures that if people don't come to Christ, a lot of people are going to die and go to hell. Yeah. And people know it's evil, but they're not turning to God. So that's why we're praying all the time, because we need to pray that, you know, that, you know, people are really going to turn to God. People said that the leftists are evil, the right people are stupid. I said, no, the leftists are demonic. And the right-wing people, they are not serving God either. And that is why it's going to be hard for them to win any battle. I just pray that God will wake us up before it's too late. And that is why my major focus right now is teaching preparedness. People have to be spiritually prepared, give their life to Christ. Make sure that you give your life to Christ. Make sure that if you die, you spend eternity in heaven. Because we are many people are going to die. I mean, right now, if you watch the video, one of the last videos Dr. Bata did before they took him out, he said that there was, of course, we've known about it, that, you know, they had Marburg is going to be released from inside the jab, and it's going to spread all over the place, and a lot of people are going to die. Yes, that is why we had made, Viral Immune Plus,
yeah.
We heard about Marburg a year ago, and that's why we put together Viral Immune Plus. And go on our website, order Viral Immune Plus. Do it now before something crazy happens. You know, if you use promo code Zara, you can get a discount. Go on our website, drstellamd.com, go to Marketplace, get Viral Immune Plus.
Yeah, and what we see a lot of is that we are not acknowledging the principality that's behind it. So it says we wrestle in Ephesians, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers. So if there's something nefarious, something debaucherous, something happening in the realms of the earth, we should understand from whence it came. And we should obviously, you know, fight it spiritually. So it's not about in our strength we are, you know, taking over and we're winning. And, you know, so I agree with you. A lot of our fellow patriots, that's the part that is missing, because if it was all in your strength, then, you know, people would not have fear. And it says, you know, here you do not fear man, but you fear God, the one that can put your soul into eternal, you know, and that's the awe of God. It's not, you know, because he is very merciful. He forgives your sin, but you actually have to, you know that you've sinned, repent, and you'll be forgiven. So it's not that we're wrestling, and it cannot be in our humanity, because these people are demonic, and they're empowered by principalities that are over the different, you know, continents and the countries that they serve. They've literally given themselves over.
They're not even people. A lot of them are just probably clones or just, you know, clones, or like they call it, images, with the devil giving breath to them. So there's evil going on, and people are fighting in the physical. It's so sad. One of, like, when we're talking about, we want to talk about a little bit today about what you can do to be prepared. Like I said, first level of preparation is to be spiritually prepared. Give your life to Christ, read your Bibles, stop living in sins. You're going to live with your boyfriend smoking, drinking, clubbing, and then you call yourself a Christian. No, you're still a child of the devil. Make sure you cry out to the Holy Spirit until the Lord deals with the sin and the iniquity in your soul so that you can live a life of righteousness. That is number one. Number two way to be spiritually prepared is to stock up food, water, and everything. We've been crying and screaming that on this channel for a long time. Stock up food, stock up water, stock up supplies. You do know what? Mm-hmm. In fact, if you go to the Brighteon store, Mike Adams has food that, you know, you go to Brighteon.com. There's the Brighteon store. I think Brighteonstore.com, yes. You go to Brighteonstore.com, they actually have food that can last 25-year shelf life. I have personally been to Mike Adams' place and see where they make this food. It's amazing. I've been there and seen it and, you know, how they have their food and where they have, it's just, I've been to his warehouse. It's amazing. So go on brightonstore.com, order food, order all kinds of food that you're going to need in this time. Order food that you can stock up, grains, rice, everything. Don't wait. The other thing that you need to do is also get supplies like flashlights and, you know,
batteries, solar power,
solar power and all that stuff. Just stock them up so that way. Charcoal grill. You know, charcoal grill is my most favorite thing.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we have a big charcoal grill on the ranch, a big charcoal grill that we used to, the one right close to the lake, next to the tiki hut. We practically, when you do a barbecue on that charcoal grill, it tastes really good because it's like real charcoal. You can smell the smoke, you know what I'm saying? But you see, charcoal grill is good because once you throw, you can throw twigs, you can throw sticks in it, charcoal, anything you throw in the charcoal grill and light it up, you can light, you know what I'm saying? Get some lighter fluid, get some matches or whatever. Yes. And, you know, you can cut leaves, broken leaves, wood, put it in a charcoal grill. Sometimes we actually just run that charcoal grill on wood because, you know, so that really works. So a charcoal grill, you can get a small size charcoal grill from Walmart for like $30. It's not that expensive. Mm-hmm. A charcoal grill can heat up. If you put coal in it, it can give you heat. Charcoal grill can make you cook on it. You can heat up.
Multifunctional.
Multifunctional, yes. So charcoal grill is good. You can bake on, you can barbecue on it. You can do a lot of stuff on it. So yeah, get a charcoal grill. So and get water. Get a water filtration system. They have all these water things, water tablets. They even have a straw that they say you can dig in the lake. But
yes,
kind of like
filtration straw. I guess desperate times call for desperate measure.
I will not do a filtration straw. I'm germophobic. Sorry. Okay. There's no way I'm going to dip a straw in a lake and my brain will compute that the water coming out will be clean. It's just not. That's not me. I have other water filtration system. But yes, they have filtration straw that you can dip in the lake and it will come out. You know what? What I should do with that filtration straw is I should dip it in a bottle of Kool-Aid and see, or in a bottle of juice and see what water will come out on the other side.
Anyway, yes, it's a test.
Get your water filtration system, and of course, a charcoal grill can also boil water. So you can make sure you get like a silver pot that you can use on a charcoal grill to boil stuff. You can also boil water. You know, boiling water can be very good to sterilize it. That is it. So that is it with food. We're talking right now about I had a Twitter space yesterday. You can go on my Twitter, follow me on Twitter, and then look there. You're gonna see the space we did on over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. And I'm going to probably just go through that a little bit. And I was like, you should have come on that space because somebody was talking about, oh yeah, we need cloves. I said, yes, I know. Dr. Sarah should have been here to talk about. But tonight we actually have it on another, this thing about medicinal herbs that you need in an emergency. So we'll look at over-the-counter meds that you need in an emergency. We're going to actually dig into that in the next segment, talk about it, over-the-counter meds you need in an emergency. Right now we launched out two things. Number one, emergency preparation meds, 7 prescription medications you're going to need in an emergency. We have it on our website.
Iodine.
Yes. No, we have, it's not iodine, like really prescription medications that, that cover different parts, cover different things. We have augmentin that will cover respiratory infections. We have doxycycline and Zipac that will cover chest infections, some skin infections. We have Flagyl that will cover GI. We have Bactrim that will cover urinary tract infections. Bactrim will cover urinary tract infections, also cover skin infections. And we have a fluconazole that can cover yeast infections. we have Zofran, because you know, by the time you take antibiotics, you might start nauseated. So we have Zofran that can cover nausea. So it's 7 prescription medications that you're going to need in an emergency. Go to drstellamd.com, click on it, you will see the medical prep. You know, you click on telemedicine, go back to drstellamd.com, click on telemedicine, and then you click on the med prep, and you're going to see, you know, where you can actually just, you know, you medical preparedness. So we have that. We have the second set of medical preparedness that is called COVID complete care, where you have vitamin. No, COVID complete care, you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, a nebulizer, and Zipac, COVID complete care. We have that too on our website. You can do a telemed appointment and get that. And then we're putting together a respiratory complete care that's going to give you Abirol, Atrovent, budesonide, a pulse oximeter, a nebulizer, an incentive spirometer, everything you need for respiratory care. We're going to have that up too. And then, of course, the pandemic prep kit, you can see that on our this thing. So the pandemic prep kit, it has things that can deal with monkeypox, can deal with Ebola, that can, you know, like I said, Ebola, Marburg, viral immune plus to build immunity against Ebola, Marburg, monkeypox, we have pox defense that has Sarracenia purpura, it'll be your immunity against pox. We have potassium iodide in case we get nuked. If you get nuked, you're going to need that to be able to protect your thyroid if you're not in the immediate area of the nuking. And then, of course, vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin is in Covivite. That is our all-time bestseller. Covivite and Covilite bestseller. Covivite is so great because it has quercetin, it has zinc. It can cover many, many RNA viruses, whether it's bird flu, whether it's the flu, whether it's RSV, COVID. It also helps you to build your immunity against those things. And it has vitamin D too. That helps you stabilize immunity. Then we have Covilite. Covilite is like, ooh, amazing, amazing product. Covilite, you know, it helps to replace DNA. It gives you fluids in your system. That's how I take my vitamins. And it has all the vitamins that you need. So get those things on our website. Use promo code Zara. Be prepared right now. Don't wait till things get crazy. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about over-the-counter medications you're going to need in an emergency. See you soon.
See you soon.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightionStore.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Stella Emmanuel.
I'm Jim Bryce.
And we are on Brighteon. I'm on Brighteon at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. And I would love for you to tune in to watch. We usually have Bible science and current events.
And every night, Monday through Friday, 8:30 Eastern Time, I give you the news update to help you understand the world around you. So guys, tune in to Brighteon TV Live.
Definitely.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Right now, next program. Over-the-counter medications you're going to need in an emergency. This is like a must-have. Everybody, listen, we covered a lot. We might not have enough time to cover everything right now, but if you go on my Twitter page, and we did this space 2 days ago, you see the two-day space that we did called Over-the-Counter Medicines, Pandemic Preparedness 1. So you can get that there. And like I said, some of this stuff before, remember I told you earlier, with food preparation, you can go to the brightionstore.com. Mike Adams has an amazing food preparation thing. You can get it right there. And then let's talk about over-the-counter medicines. Number one, I want us to start like with the head. So if you, what do you need over-the-counter if you have head problems? Like head lice, you need some head lice medicine. You need dandruff medicine. You need a, like a dandruff shampoo. You need head lice medicine. You have something. So you need something that creams that you can put on your hair, you know, so that if, you know, if something happens, these are stuff you should put in your medicine cabinet. You should keep in your house. You should have a whole area that, okay, this is for pandemic. You don't take it, you don't touch it. So you get your lice cream, you have a dandruff cream right there. You get something to, whatever hair stuff you're using, you can put that too. And then of course, you can get something for your eyes, like Vicin, or not Vicin, but things like that. Antihistamines, that eye drops.
Yeah.
And eye wash. You know, yeah. If something, like, you know what happens, some chemical is released out there, you need to be able to put eye wash in your eye and flush it, you know, yes. And get eye patches, get sterile gloves. You know, these 2x2 gloves, if yes. Crazy stuff is happening, you can practically put it and tape your eyes and the stuff doesn't get into your eyes.
Yeah, that is get great.
Tape. You know something? You can duct tape your, you can put the patch on your eye. So get like a, the patches, even like the patches they use on the plane. But if you use that patch, if you put something that you can patch your eyes and then you can protect your eyes at that time. And yeah. When I'm talking about protect your eyes, go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get to the area where they have paint. They have the goggles that you can use. Buy those goggles so you can protect your eyes too. Yes, so buy the goggles from there. I bought that also. You can get N95 masks from there. You can get these Tyvek suits that you can cover your whole body with. You can jump into it. That's what we use. That's where we bought stuff during the pandemic, though. It was
It was from first because the paint guys, they always use those masks, those filtration masks.
Yes. Yeah. So that is where we bought, that is where we went and bought our stuff to use for when COVID just started, you know, before we realized that we didn't need to be dressing like, or going to outer space, you know. So yeah, so that's what it's. So get that, and then get like for your nose, you know, get the nose spray, the steroid nose spray. Like you can get Flonase, or they have different kinds that you can use nose spray that can help you to even take care of inflammation in your eyes for allergies and everything. You understand what I'm saying? Also get this Bob suction. You know this Bob suction they used to suction children's
for
nose?
The children, babies.
Help you in many things. It can help you in a wound. You can use it to get pus out of a wound. You can use it for irrigation. You can put water in the Bob suction, connect a little tube and use it, and you use it for irrigation. Get that. Get this saline, that the big saline bottles. Because like I said, if something happens and, you know, you need to irrigate somebody's eyes, it can use as for eye wash, you know. So get a Bob suction, get nose spray, and then, of course, get antihistamines, like, you know, there are all kinds. Loratadine, Zyrtec, different kinds, you know.
What do you think about the neti pot? Do you like that as a solution with the saline? The neti pot where you pour in and it clears out mucus and you have to lean to one side. It's just, yeah. Have you ever used that? Any experience with the neti pot?
Not really, but I'm sure that they can look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually I don't use Bob suction. You know, I'm a pediatrician, so. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so we can use that. You can have, there are very different things that you can use. And then of course, for the throat, get lozenges, get, you know, things that can soothe your throat. You know, where is it? We have what we call COVID. I don't have it here. It's over the other side. Covita spray. Covita spray. That our little spray. It has vitamin C, zinc. It has quercetin in it, right?
Yeah.
But it has neem. Neem is very good for allergies. You know, so like during this allergy season, I practically use that spray 3-4 days and it cleared up all my allergies. Because it has neem. Neem is good for allergies. So you can order that from my website. It's Covita spray. Or like I said, buy stuff that you can use for allergies.
Right.
Get stuff for skin. And we're going to get to skin. Skin is a lot. get stuff that you can use for your respiratory tract, cough medicines, inhalers, you can order those, but cough medicines, things that can help to break NAC. N-acetylcysteine is very good. It can break mucus off your chest. We have it on our website. You can also buy it anywhere. N-acetylcysteine, buy cough syrups, buy cough inhalers, buy Mucinex and all that kind of stuff that can help you clear the chest of congestion. And we get what we call incentive spirometer. We're going to have incentive spirometer. It's a tube like this. You can order it anywhere, but we're going to have it on our side. We'll have it on our side too. It helps you to exercise your lungs and clear food out of your lungs. Yes. So cough medicines, medicines to break loose mucus out of your system, like Mucinex, stuff to suppress cough. So go buy all kinds of cough medicines, cough syrups, and everything. That's good. So you can pitch in anytime you want to, Dr.
Stanley. Yeah, and just make sure that you are getting like things like eucalyptus and just to help open and because with your sinuses, and then you can get little drops like ginger drops for nausea, and you can use those as well. So those little things will be very.
Yeah. Actually, now we're talking about medicine. Tonight we're going to be doing medicinal plants. That's where all the ginger, eucalyptus, turmeric, and everything we're going to be this week. And then hopefully we'll discuss it on this show next week about medicinal plants that you can use. Right now we're actually talking about medicine.
Yes, medicine.
So we're going to talk about medicinal plants. But medicinal plants are very, very important. So tonight we're going to be on Twitter. We have a Twitter space now at 11 p.m. Central. That's going to be talking about medicinal plants. And so Dr. Zara, hopefully you'll be there. So now we have all this for your chest. Anything else? They have all these rubs and balms that,
mental rub. I grew up with that. Yes.
One of the things, when we talk about medicinal plants, we're going to talk about lemongrass. Our parents used to take lemongrass with a big bowl of water and we'll breathe it. We'll talk about that under medicinal plants. Hopefully that will be our next week topic, And then, gastrointestinal tract. We want to make sure that you get antacids, Tums, Malox, Mylanta, whatever. Get whichever one you like, antacids. But also get the H2 inhibitors like Pepcid or Omeprazole, Pantoprazole. Those ones that can actually help.
All the alls at the end. You can know what they are just by that, the last part of the word. Yeah.
You can see. Get things like Gasex, get things for constipation, get things for diarrhea. I'll tell people my best thing that I'll use for diarrhea is some kind of Myrelax, any kind of form of it. They really work really
the
well.
The Maalox?
Yeah. Myrelax.
Myrelax. Oh, M-I-R-A. Yeah, Miralax. Yeah, that one's really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a bulk anti-constipation. So get that. Get something for diarrhea. Get electrolytes. We have, Covilite on our website that you can get electrolytes. That is a powder. You can mix it with a bottle of water, shake it, and drink it. When things get crazy, like right now, I think one of the pandemic they're trying to release is going to be a GI tract pandemic. So you're going to make sure that you have something for diarrhea. That is why it's important that you get the 7 antibiotics on our website, because Flagyl is going to be helping for any kind of bloody diarrhea. You know what I'm saying? So get
Imodium and Pepto-Bismol, that kind of thing.
Right, yes. Just get, you know something. Get Pedialyte. I know there's something, gripe water.
Yes, gripe water. When were young, that was the thing.
Grew up on cod liver oil and gripe water. My parents used to make us drink it. I hated it, but yes, it's Gasex. Those are things that help even to deal with children. That are having a lot of gas and stuff. So yeah, get those things. Get something for hemorrhoids.
That is important.
Yes. You never know. It might get rough and you're eating dried foods and you end up with some kind of preparation edge will help you for that. We actually have, even they have lubricants that you can use, if people are, so get a preparation edge for hemorrhoids. And I think that's about it. We covered constipation, we covered diarrhea, we covered GI tract.
You get things as a woman that you'll need for your cycle. So that's important. Yeah.
for GI, for genitalia, yes. Make sure you get your pads.
Yeah, not only pads. That is
also important. Not also get pad, but also get Tylenol, like extra strength or whatever, if you have menstrual pain and stuff like that.
Ibuprofen, yep.
So get pads, get your sanitary towels, and you should put a sizable amount of pads and sanitary towels in your house. It is important that you have that underwear, you know, everything that you use there, and get that. And
then those are essential as anything else.
Then we'll come to this pain, Tylenol, Motrin. I like to get this Tylenol called Tylenol Arthritis that lasts for 8 hours. Mm. You know, get Tylenol, get Motrin, get baby aspirin. Do not give baby aspirin to children, even though they call it baby aspirin. Baby aspirin can save your life. I'm telling you, people that took the jab, I advise them to go on baby aspirin because it will help to help with the clogging. Not only baby aspirin, some other thing that can help with that is pomegranate.
Yes.
Actually, nice website. Pomegranate will help with the skin to will help with taking plaques out of inside the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get that.
Baby aspirin is just a smaller amount of the medicine. It's not full strength. It's not 325, it's 81 milligrams. So that's why they call it baby aspirin. And it's tiny. So,
So get baby aspirin or get aspirin, because aspirin can really, really help. It can help as a pain reliever, but aspirin can help with platelet aggregation. That's one of the things that we give patients when they come into the emergency room. I work here for years. That's one of the things we give them when they come in with strokes and everything. One of the key things we give is a baby aspirin.
It's on the stroke protocol. So, yeah, it's really important.
Mm-hmm. It can really help. And with different pain medicines. Okay, we have creams like, you know, all these like they have Aspacare cream and steroid. You have all the, you have these pain relieving creams that actually have like pain
reliever. And lidocaine in there and,
You can actually buy them over the counter that have lidocaine, and that's that you can apply and it can go through your skin. So,
and it is medicine, and your skin is an organ, so you have to be careful not to apply too much. You really have to, So, we do absorb
medicines, they are medicines, so they actually have directions on how to use them on the medicine thing. We're not giving you, they're over the counter medicine, so they give you directions on how to use them. And, we didn't talk about clothes for the teeth. What did we do?
So clothes really help, just help with the nerve pain, and it helps to soothe. So I've actually done years ago, I think I was working at a community health center, and one of the people there, they were just against getting an anesthetic. So they say, I would chew cloves, and that helped, you know. And cloves has a lot of medicinal products beyond that, but it just helps with gum irritation, gum problems. And then also, you know, make sure that if you're having any swelling or anything, that you could use it there for topical pain relief. The other thing that clove is good for, you can use it as a tea. You can put it on your hair. It's supposed to help with, your hair vitality. So it has a lot of medicinal things that you can apply cloves to. You can boil it.
Sure that you get your over-the-counter, how do you call it again? Oragel and all that other stuff.
So yeah, the Oragel is really good. I mean, it doesn't last long because of course it dissipates with, saliva. So you have to reapply it. And but you can get any of that stuff just to put it there and just let it soak in, like, you know, put it on a gauze. That will help it be distributed over time as opposed to just putting a clump there. So you want something as a scaffolder or carrier so that you'll hold it into your cheek against your tooth, and it will give topical relief.
You don't need a scaffold. Where are they going to get a scaffold from? Just tell them to
I'm talking about the gauze. So the gauze will be like the holding device as a scaffold to put it in there.
You buy that.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Anyway, so right now, so then let's get to, of course, the skin. The skin is like the biggest organ, you know? The biggest organ in the body is the skin, you know what I'm saying? So you need to get topical antibiotics. You know, you get antibiotics, like triple antibiotics that you can put on the skin. You need like antibiotics can help for cuts, for wounds, for bruises. Those antibiotics can help for superficial boils. They can also, and then get get hydrocortisone cream.
Yeah.
That is, can help with insect bites. It can help with allergies. It can help with irritation. It can help with even things like grass and all kinds of stuff. So hydrocortisone cream, get plenty of that, keep in your medicine cabinet.
Get Benadryl. You need Benadryl.
Yeah. Benadryl, get Benadryl cream. Mm-hmm. Yes, that you can use for your skin. And then get Band-Aids, gauze.
Gauze, 2x2 gauze, really good.
Yes, even if they have bleed stop, that can help with bleeding. Get tourniquets. If you get cut, you can apply a tourniquet and be able to use the Bob suction, suction out, apply antibiotics, apply gauze, wrap
liquid
it up.
With Band-Aid, yeah.
Before you release the tourniquet, you know what I'm saying? Right now, they even have Band-Aids. They have these Band-Aids that have antibiotics built into it. I had a cut and it was, some of them are big and flat. I was able to actually put one on my hand and just put it like this and it stayed there, and, you know, when I had a cut on my hand. So so you can get a Band-Aid that have antibiotics built into it. And then get, what else, for the skin?
Yes.
You need to get Ace Band-Aid in case you get a sprain or anything. Mm-hmm. And then get, you can also get, crutches. Get crutches and get slings, like a sling for the hand.
For the arm.
Get like boots, you know, like the boots you can use for your finger, for your hand. Get the ones that you can put around your hand. Just get a lot of things that you can use if somebody breaks the hand or somebody, you know, you can hold it together and, you know, be able to wrap it up with an Ace Band-Aid, put it in a sling, and you can just set it to sit right there. Yeah. I'm just talking about preparation in case you can't come out of your house, you can't go to a doctor. Yeah. What do you do? These are things that you should do. Let me see us. Get a digital, get a thermometer. We have our website. Get a wound cleaner, aloe vera gel for sunburns, you know, insect bites. Get like these anti-mosquitoes where you can spray on your skin.
Yes.
Swabs, tweezers, Band-Aids, different kind of Band-Aid sizes. Disposable gloves. Get disposable gloves. And also get like the bandage that you can wrap, you know, not just the get gauze. What else do we have? Sunscreen, we talked about that. Sleep aid, ashwagandha, melatonin. Yeah. Actually have COVID sleep, you can order on our website. That's ashwagandha and melatonin. It doesn't just, it suits you and gives you ability to sleep well. What else? I think we have something for motion sickness. Dramamine. Benadryl can help with motion sickness. I think we've pretty much
covered it.
For your food. Mm-hmm. Get those athletes' food, toe fungus things, you know.
And hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizers, of course. Yeah. Hand sanitizers. I always say get the big bottles of hand sanitizer and get a small bottle that you can top. And then, you know, if you can't, also get like all these Clorox wipes and stuff like that. So that to me is I think a comprehensive list of what we can remember right now about what you can use over the counter.
Yes.
You need to stock up your, you know, make sure that you're stock up, make sure you're stock up. I mean, I think you can also buy these antibiotic creams that are coming like little sachets. That you can just tear and use in one.
Just like a towel, wet towelette, if you were to wipe your hand. Yeah.
So make sure that you have your family prepared in case something crazy happens. We, like I said, we have right now on our website, you can get 7 medications that you will need in an emergency, 7 antibiotics that you need in an emergency. We have that on. You have the COVID complete that you can get. Let me see. It has Augmentin, Bactrim, Flagyl, Zofran, Z-Pak, doxycycline, and fluconazole. We help you to get that. We have the pandemic prep pack you can get on our website. So basically, crazy stuff is coming. Get your money out of the system. Put your money in food and things that you can stock up. Things that you can use, because guess what? Let's say the Lord helps us and this doesn't happen. You can still use them in the future for some other thing. People worry about, what if the medications expire? Medications don't expire like that. You can see a tablet of amoxicillin here that expires in 3 years. That same tablet of amoxicillin in India, in Cameroon, will be expiring in 7 years. They've actually done studies that show that in the military, I found this out when I used to go do medical missions back home, back in Cameroon. Then I found out that the drug reps will come and give me these medications and tell me I shouldn't worry. Even though they are expiring, they still have a shelf life of 3, 4, 5 years. So don't be worried about that. They are still very efficacious for years and years to come.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we are saying this just to help make sure you are prepared. Lastly, as I said from the beginning, give your life to Christ, be prayed of, read the Bible, read the book of Revelation. Make sure that if the Lord, if the gong sounds to the
if you hear the trumpet sound, that your soul will be caught up to meet Jesus in the air. And it's just important that we know what age we're in and what time frame. And do not fear. Don't partner with fear. Pray, you know, bring your loved ones to Christ, get prepared. There's a practical and a spiritual aspect of it. So,
yeah.
Any final
words? God bless you, America. You're all covered in the blood of Jesus. May the veil come off your eyes to see the light. May you learn to be prepared. If you are prepared, you will not be scared.
No.
Be prepared, be not afraid.
Yeah.
And, you know, go on our website, drfellamd.com. Anything you get on our website, use promo code Zara and you can get a discount. And remember, you can get food from brightjohnstore.com, you know, food that will last you 25 years, and it's great stuff. God bless every single one of you. We're going to be back again next week to continue our program. In Jesus' name, we'll see you next week. Thank you.